Next up, we got a band that I know everybody out there is really going to dig, man. This band is, I don't know what we can say about them, but they were one of the big four hard rock bands of the 70s. Who are they? Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, Deep Purple, and Uriah Heep. What we're going to listen to tonight is Uriah Heep in May of 1985 in the Apollo Theater, Glasgow, Scotland. You can't really say this was in support of an album because their head first album was 83 and their Equator album wasn't released until August of 85. So you could say this is a pre-Equator tour, but there's really no new songs and it's a fairly short set. And for those of you that really aren't in tune with this, you know, Mick Box, man, he just kicked ass on the guitar. But there's reference in the concert. They make a dedication to David Byron, who was the operatic vocalist from 69 until 76 when he left the band. Well, he passed away in February of 85, just a few short months before this concert. This is a nice short concert, but definitely kills. So, before we listen to that, a public service announcement and a few short words.
This is just another one of those short public service announcements that I've been mandated to do ever since I ran over that nun drunk driving. This has been brought to you by the Tune Meister from Crab Radio. Remember, friends don't let friends drive drunk. So smoke weed instead. This is the Tune Meister from CrabRadio.net. Just letting you all know the request line here at Quack House Radio is open 24/7 for you to leave requests, feedback, or whatever to any of the DJs here on Quack House Radio. To include myself, the Tune Meister, Sam O, Paul Higgins, Dave the Rave, and last but not least, Duck Landis. That number is 646-222-8198. And toll charges may apply since it's a New York number. The schedule for Quack House Radio can be found at quackhouseradio.net/schedule.html.
He's on the other side. Oh, and by the way, it's being recorded for the radio. Say hello to the radio! Of midnight.
Take it! Ooh.
Thank you very much. Tura!
Just get
This is a special dedication. This one is dedicated to David Byron. He was the wizard of a thousand fields. Then a chance to meet him one night lonely. Told me tales and he drank my wine. Me and my magic man kind of feel fine. Come on, Glasgow! We'll be right back. will be listening on the radio, let me just paint the picture. We got about 15,000 people here tonight. Two songs from Equator. The first one's called Bad Blue.
Just for times, just for hurts, when she was mean, bad blood.
just before we continue, I'd like to make a toast for those people that have got a drink down there. I know you're not supposed to, but I'm sure somebody's got one somewhere. To the Apollo, to all the great rock and roll bands that have played here over the years, they can pull the place down, but the ghosts will still live here. That's the way that it is, Glasgow.
Was Uriah Heep, 1985, at the Apollo Theater in Glasgow. Yeah, by the 80s, Uriah Heep had kind of dwindled to a cult following. But take it from me and a few people that are my friends, once you're a Uriah Heep fan, you always will be. A constant force in the band was Mick Box. And the band's origins, even though they got together in 69 as Uriah Heep with David Byron, rest in peace. The origins can be traced back to 67 when Mick Box formed a band called The Stalkers. And let me tell you, Mick Box is still with them today. They're still touring. They're still recording. Go out and buy yourself a Uriah Heep album. Rock on.